We are possibly done with the draft. I think there's still a couple things outstanding that could happen, but you know, we'll see here in a few minutes. But we added another two players that we feel that could really help our football team in different ways. Parrish Cox obviously is a talented player from Oklahoma State that can do a lot of things in terms of versatility in the secondary, and also help us in the return game, have an opportunity to contribute there. And then Olson from Notre Dame, certainly a player who's familiar with our system, our offense. He'll have a little bit of an advantage, I think, coming in because his terminology and the things he's been taught the last so many years here are pretty close to identical to what he's going to be taught here. So another player that has versatility. Interesting, the three linemen that we ended up with. Olson is more of a, I would say, guard to center. Walton is more of a center to guard. And Beatles is a tackle to guard. So, again, we've got some versatility there that will help us. And when you go to the game with seven linemen, obviously you need that to be present so that you can, you know, do what you need to do if you face an injury. So all three players will add value in competition in a lot of areas, and we hope Parrish will do the same thing in the secondary.
Will Beatles start off at tackle?
Yeah, we're gonna put him at tackle, and he will also play guard. And ultimately what we wanna do is create the competition at every spot that we can so that the best five players ultimately in September are the guys that are out there. That's what the goal will be. So if he happens to be one of the best five at guard and not one of the best five playing tackle, then you know, he may have an opportunity to win a spot there, and we'll have to worry about the third or fourth tackle position if we have to do something based on an injury.
Right tackle?
Say it again.
Right.
He's played left, but we feel like he can compete at both. You know, maybe a little bit more of a right tackle than a left tackle, but like I said, he's played a lot of football at the left side. He's got skills to be able to do both, and we like his versatility.
Josh, what's your view of your draft value chart? Do you pay much attention to that as you move up and down the draft? Is that a big deal to you or a little deal?
Yeah, I think it's something that you have to have a starting point and an ending point whenever you have discussions, you know, with other teams. I think the biggest thing is our grade is our grade, and as the board falls, we kind of, you know, lump the players together. Like today, this morning, we lumped the players together that we thought we had a chance to draft and that we liked, you know, and their grades were all fairly similar. Then the value chart really comes more into play when you're talking about moving up or down. Now some teams' value charts are totally different than ours. There are a lot of clubs that are easier to deal with in terms of moving up and down relative to some other teams who, you know, it's like they want to double your points every time you make a deal. So, you know, I just think you got to play the game, and ultimately if they want to do it, you know, you hope that it's realistic for both sides to have a fair deal and get something done that pleases both parties. I think it's both. Certainly have confidence in the group of guys we have. There's no question about that. You know, like I said before, the three down guys, the nose and the two defensive end spots, you know, we added some experienced players in free agency, but we have a bunch of 26, 27-year-olds that have played a lot of football behind them. And we feel good about the depth there because Ron Fields, Ryan McBean, Marcus Thomas, you know, Lakeven Smith, they've all played football and played a lot of football for us last year. And Chris Baker's a young player that, you know, we have high expectations for in terms of coming on and improving this year to improve our depth. The linebacking group, you know, that's always kind of a – when you're looking for three, four linebackers, there's not a lot of teams in college football that play that. So, you know, when you go to your board – there are certainly players that fit for our system, but, you know, they seem to go off pretty quickly. And, you know, we don't want to reach for somebody who we're not sure fits when we have a player at a different position that we feel like fits a need and really improves our competition and depth at another spot.
Josh, you drafted two centers, obviously. Do you think there's a good chance one of those guys is your starter?
I don't know. Like I said, Olson's more of a guard to center. I know he played center last year, but in 08 he played all guard. And like I said, I think we'll start him at guard. He'll probably have an opportunity to compete at both. JD will certainly play center first and then move out to guard as well. So we want to be able to move those players in and out. Russ Hochstein, Dustin Fry, it's the same thing. We're going to give everybody an opportunity to compete. I think what we did is really improve the competition at that spot. We got bigger, and I think that was a goal for us, both to assist us in protection in terms of holding up in the pocket and then also being able to run the football.
Josh, was there any hesitation in taking Harrison Sharp the way his career kind of ended over
the state? Yeah, it was. I mean, no, there wasn't hesitation on our part at this point. We understand that he's had some things, happen, and he's lived up to those things. He's admitted that he's made some mistakes. Again, is this a character issue, or is this a guy that has made a few wrong decisions? And that's what we think it is. We spent time with Parrish, at his pro day, and also, when we had him at the combine. So he's a player that certainly is more talented than where he was drafted. There's no question about that. We felt good enough at that point to go ahead and make the move. And we know he has to live up to his end of the bargain, and I believe he will.
Was some of the motivation there about wanting to give some relief to Eddie Royal in return this year?
I think that any time you can get a player, versatility at any position is really important. I think that's really valuable for our team. If you can add a player on offense or defense that will also contribute to you in the kicking game, that's a really big impact, because then the player, if he ends up being your fourth, your fifth corner, your fourth, your fifth receiver, you can actually conceivably take him to the game because he's going to make a contribution. If the player at that spot is the fifth corner or fifth receiver and he has no value on special teams, it's hard to imagine him playing in the game. So, most likely we would take four and take somebody else that could help us contribute more on offense or defense or more in the kicking game than that player would. So, yes, he certainly will have an opportunity to help us, but he'll have, he's got a long way to go to be able to do that. He flashes some ability to be that type of returner. I don't want to call him an elite returner in general, but he's scored six times in his career, and he's shown the ability. He's a bigger player. And he's 5'11 and a half, 198 pounds, so he's close to 200. He's not easy to tackle. He's got good quickness, great vision. So he has shown the ability and shown flashes to do that. I think it's always different when you go from returning the ball in college to returning the ball in the National Football League, because there's different different styles and different things we try to do in our return game that the players have to get used to. Kenny McKinley went through that last year. So there's going to be some growing for him, no question. But he's flashed some really, really big-time plays.
Josh, there were a lot of us who thought that the release of Andre Davis was sort of a precursor to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Could you talk about why you decided to release him when you did, and mm-hmm. how you view that unit now?
Yeah, well, we feel really comfortable with Robert Ayers coming on. And if he ends up playing our Sam linebacker spot, which we believe he can and he will, opposite Elvis, obviously. And Mario, who's a captain, had a really strong year last year, a very physical player, and really played both last year for us. He can play Mike, and he played Sam last year. If we move him back, which we have, we've already made that transition, and Mario's doing great there in terms of learning and being able to run the defense. That puts Mario at Mike, and now we got a pretty solid group there in terms of our four linebackers. And I think it's really important. Andre Davis, a great person, good player for us last year, but certainly you want to make sure that at the end of the day, the backup players at some of those positions have an opportunity to help you in the kicking game. And that's where we felt like Andre, he's kind of in our mind either a starter, or he may have trouble really contributing on game day because he's not fat, real fast, and certainly he's not going to be a great cover player in terms of the special teams unit. So we just felt like it was the fairest thing to do for Andre, to give him an opportunity to go and compete and learn a defense and contribute somewhere else and have an opportunity to play if we were going to go ahead and make that transition. And we made that decision, and we went ahead and did it.
How do you compare this year's draft?
Very smooth. The scouts obviously are trained, I would say almost completely, in terms of what we're looking for, and they did a great job this year. Brian did an excellent job of having us prepared very early into this spring, right as soon as the off season was season was over. Our off season begins, and our board was, the very first initial look at it was already ready to go. It changed quite a little bit between January and now, but he did a great job. Matt Russell, our director of college scouting, was excellent this spring. Lenny McGill, who came from Green Bay, did a great job also. And then we also had some of our pro personnel, Champ Kelly, Keith Kidd, also contributed to that too. So we've got a really good department up there that works really hard, works together, understands what we're looking for in terms of the types of players we want to bring in. The board was clean. The board was the way we wanted it. I believe it ended up with 96 names. So, we feel comfortable with the way that it ended up, and excited about going into next year also. Excited, very excited, obviously. Looking forward to getting the rookies in here, next week, and getting them kind of put through the first weekend where they get to obviously get their feet wet and understand what we're all about. And then our OTAs start there in the middle of May, and I think everybody's excited. Our off-season program is going exactly as we would have hoped. We feel like we're really making improvements there. Most of our players are here and working out every day, and it's great to have high attendance in that regard. So it'll be great to get back on the field and really start, putting forth some of the things that we've changed in terms of our scheme and putting players in positions to compete, and always exciting to see how it plays out.
Because of the CBA, there's a lot of free agents still out there.
Yep.
Do you foresee yourself being pretty active in the next couple of months?
Could be. I mean, I think it's going to depend on the spots. like I said, we feel like we've added a lot of depth in a lot of areas. Our offensive line obviously is very deep. I think we have 12 now on the roster already, including our draft selections. The defensive line, we have 8. Between end nose and the other end spot, and then secondary receivers, there's certainly a lot of depth there too. So, I think it would have to be a good fit for us, good fit for the player. The free agents at this point, the draft is over. So I think that usually kind of picks up a little bit now, and that could happen. It could happen soon. There could be a player or two here.
Josh, you're talking about Jason Campbell's deep ball when y'all played the rest of last year. Now in your division, so you're going to see it twice.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't had an opportunity to go back through and really, look at all their drafts, obviously, individually. But Campbell's a good player and has been a starter in this league for a while now. Certainly has a great deep ball, very accurate in those kind of passes. I know Oakland really does a lot of that. So seems like a good fit on the surface. And I know that, they got some other players at that position that were very competitive last year. I think we played against 3 of them in the last game. So we'll see how it plays out. Yeah, I don't know if you're ever able to address every single one of them, but I know we wanted to improve our depth on the offensive line and improve our versatility there, and we did that, I think. We wanted to, try to add a few players that could help us possibly score the ball or change field position, and I think we tried to do that, including the addition of Parrish today, which may help us in the return game. We've got a player that can help our depth at corner, and certainly adding Tebow will improve the competition at quarterback. So there were some things, obviously, that you'd love to be able to do. We talked about linebackers. If we could get depth there, it'd be great. But, it's hard to get everything, in one draft. Probably somewhere near 20.
So based on the second half of last season, trying to correct attack the line of scrimmage. You saw that as something that you needed to fortify both sides.
Yep.
Free agency on the defensive side, the draft on the offense.
Yep.
And then better quarterback play all up and down the depth chart. Mm-hmm. That was not accurate to say that's what you identified as.
Well, we certainly wanted to improve the depth, and we felt like we, as the season wore on, we kind of wore down a little bit and started to lose the line of scrimmage a little bit too much in terms of being able to run the ball productively and stop the run. So I think anything we could do in that regard will help us. I think all the players that played last year will obviously be better this year too, in a different system, the system that they maybe weren't quite as used to as they were before. So adding that depth is good. You know, improving the overall play at quarterback, I think that's a goal for every team, and we wanted competition there, and I think we brought in two players that will really give us that. And you know, like I said, we've got a lot of things we've changed. You know, two bigger receivers. I know people will kind of maybe wonder how those guys will tie into our system, but we're going to change some things and tweak some things that we do to take advantage of their strengths. So, be interesting to see how it all comes together.
Just on the Tebow trade, how much discussion was there about what Baltimore got in return? I mean, was it essentially you made the offer, we'll give you a 2, 3, and 4, and it was pretty clean and easy, or was there a lot of discussion there about?
There was a couple of phone calls back and forth, but it wasn't, I don't think there was a whole lot of squabbling about it. You know, I think we offered one thing, they offered another, and we said yes, and that was it.
Is it likely that you'll do what the Eagles did last year, 3 quarterbacks on game day?
You mean 3 quarterbacks active? We have a long way to go. Yeah, got to pull me into that one.
You did pick up a wild card at that position.
He's a quarterback, period.
Now, do you have a short yardage back on the roster right now, or is that something you still need to address in terms of short yardage?
Like, I'm going to say it again. I know it was like a broken record last year. We do a lot of things better. I think we'll really improve our ability to play in short yardage and goal line on both sides of the ball. I think it starts up front more importantly. I think we've got a number of backs that could be productive in that area.
Two more?
No more.
Oh. Is she Arrington as a possible returner?
Yes. No, he would definitely be a possible kickoff returner. You know, he's done that. He did it well too in Arizona. It was part of the reason why we were so interested in him last year. And then you know we had a lot of time with him here. You know, before we signed him, then we ended up releasing him. So we got to know him really well. And I think that's definitely a role that he's interested in trying to fulfill. And we're interested in seeing how he competes for it. And if he's our kickoff returner, I don't think anybody will be disappointed. I really liked it. Really liked it. Very, very interesting. I think it gave you a lot of time in between, you know, the first round, obviously, and then the two rounds on Friday. A little bit different from yesterday till today because we started so early in the morning. Today, you know, obviously starting at 8 o'clock, so it's just a little different. But I think the time that you had between rounds 1 and round 2 was really, really interesting, really good. I think some people thought it might be a little bit more action-packed in terms of movement at the beginning of the second day, but seemed to kind of, you know, calm down as the second round began because there's a lot of good players on that board that, you know, I don't think people wanted to pass up.
Was the drafts of Thomas and Decker, was that in mind that Eddie would go to the slot?
Eddie will definitely be able to play in there. No question about it. He's working at a lot of spots right now. I mean, in terms of the coaching sessions that are now over with, but Eddie's doing a good job in terms of, you know, making himself versatile in terms of what he's learning and what he's able to do, and we're going to give him an opportunity to compete in there.